Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Our very special guest is a wonderful comedic actor, wonderful actor in general, is Ernest Thomas. How are you, Ernest?
I'm doing great, Frank. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, and I want to remind people where they know you from, because sometimes they see the face and they hear the name, but they don't put it together. I think
yes. Raj from What's Happening, Raj from What's Happening Now, Mr. Omar from Everybody Hates Chris, Sydney X from Malcolm X.
Yeah, well, it's a great. Yeah. I was going to give that to them because I'm a big fan of Everybody Hates Chris.
Oh, okay.
and What's Happening and What's Happening Now. I'll just tell you. Actually, you're coming in a little hot. Maybe you could just back off the phone a tiny bit.
Sure.
There you go. That's great. That's great there. Anyway, again, Ernest Thomas is a wonderful, wonderful comedic actor, a wonderful actor in general, and he is the star. He was the star of What's Happening, certainly one of the stars of Everybody Hates Chris and What's Happening Now, and he was in Malcolm X. You've done a lot of interesting work. I mean, it actually varies. What are you doing now, Ernest?
Well, I have Anonymous. They're doing it as a few. They do a few webisodes of it on offthegridthemovie.com. It's called Anonymous. I play a CIA agent on there, then there's one called True Indigo that I did with Keith David, and 79 Parts with Eric Roberts is in that one. And then I had a film called Foreclosed with Paul Sorvino from Goodfellas and Marley Matlin from Children of a Lesser God, James Denton, you know, from Desperate Housewives, and Jamie Kennedy. So it was really great. Yeah, I've been kind of busy.
Yeah, well, no question about it. In the past, I think in the late 70s, I read you did some stage work with Glenn Close, right?
Yeah. We were on Broadway together in Love for Love and Member of the Wedding. Glenn, actually, that's when her star was born, because the lead actress in Love for Love was fired, and Glenn was the understudy. I know they raved, she got rave reviews, but yeah, Glenn is a sweetheart. Yeah, and Kim Cattrall, and we went to school together and dated for a minute, you know. And because Kim was in, you know, Sex and the City.
Yeah, well, yeah, she went on to a big stardom, and actually, like later in life, I know I saw her in things like Police Academy in the 80s, and she did a lot of work like that where she was the
mannequin. Remember Mannequin?
Yeah, sure. She looked great in all that. Now let me ask you about some of your co-stars, and I think in What's Happening Now, Fred Berry didn't appear in that. Am I right?
He was in the first year, but he demanded money and to be the star of it, so they let him go, and that's when Martin Lawrence was hired. Martin Lawrence and Ken Sagos.
Yeah, that's an amazing replacement. That's for sure. They got Martin Lawrence, and look what he went on to do.
Yeah, oh my God! And who knew that Martin would become the Martin we see now?
Yeah, were you friendly with him on the set?
Oh yeah. The cast, they really weren't. They didn't really want another cast member, you know. I really was. Shirley Hemphill and I were both friendly with him. But I went with him to the Comedy Store when he auditioned for Mitzi Shore, and he was turned down each time. And I went with him, you know, when he went back to Star Search to announce that he had his first, you know, gig was What's Happening Now. So I was like a big brother, yeah.
Well, some of the people from that show and What's Happening was, you know, certainly a very, very popular show, hit show back in the 70s. Some of the folks that were on that show are no longer here, am I right?
Yes, yes, yes. Fred Berry, he passed away. Shirley Hemphill, Mabel King, and a lot of people didn't know the father that well, but was an accomplished actor, Thalmas Rasulullah, who was my father on the show, but also he was Kunta Kinte's father in Roots. So, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Oh, that yeah. Well, he had quite a few good roles. He wasn't on Sanford and Son, right? Did he have a
no role? No. He might have done some guest appearances, but not that I know. He wasn't like a regular on there at all.
You also did something on the Jeffersons, right?
Yeah, that was my first gig. The Jeffersons. I played the part of Train, who is a friend of Lionel's, who robs the van, the cleaning van.
That's right. That's right. You never did work with Carol O'Connor on All in the Family, right?
No, but I worked with him in The Heat of the Night briefly.
What role did you play? Did you play Portney?
I just had like a little detective role that the casting people just wanted, you know, because I was the show had been closed, had been canceled. So this was after What's Happening Now, and. And I got in there, and he was so nice. He's the kindest man, because I was making mistakes. I was a little nervous, really, being around him. So the director was really being a butthole. But Carol O'Connor, when I made a mistake, he told the guy, no, I want to do it again. I want to do it again. Like, he took the blame, you know? And I thought, what a great guy.
Yeah, that's great. He was covering for you.
Yes, yes.
Now, a lot of the shows we spoke about, what you would call, you know, quote unquote, black shows or African American shows, and actually they didn't use so much the term African American back then, but it was so much more segregated. Some of the shows, I mean, Sanford and Son, and the Jeffersons, and you know, a bunch of shows like that, and some real good times. I just recently watched. A marathon almost, you know, on.
Oh, yeah. Good Times is really popular. Yeah, it's known. It's really
but it was good, too. It was quality TV. It was fun. Let me remind everyone that we're listening to Ernest Thomas, who's a wonderful comedic actor, and you've seen him on What's Happening Now, Malcolm X, and, well, certainly wasn't in a comedic role, but Malcolm X, and certainly he's done stage work. And Everybody Hates Chris. How many episodes of that did you do?
I did 31 episodes out of 88. And the ones I did, they show a lot of those. Because the guy, that character became very popular among a whole new generation, which who knew? And all over Europe, it's even more popular there. It's very popular here, but it's even more popular in Europe.
Did you get to work with Chris Rock at all on that?
No, he never did that. He never was on it. He did one episode, but he really was just the narrator.
Right. Well, that's what I mean. Did he show up on the set? I imagine he was a
producer. He showed up twice that I know of, and he was so nice. He said, you know, that he, when he was growing up as a kid, he wanted to be Rod, and what it was an honor, and, you know, he and Ali Leroy created that role for me. It was overwhelming because I needed work at the time. And when people said that Chris Rock was looking for me, I really did not think that was true. And, so God bless him. He and Ali Leroy, cause that brought me to a whole new generation and made me international, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, no question about it, but that was certainly a good break. And a good, you know, good role, and you did it justice. You were very, very good in that role. You were the funeral director, right? You were a
yes,
undertaker. And yeah, it was great work. Really, you know, that was something. You know, they got a bargain in you, and you got a bargain to do the
Absolutely.
Show.
Now, absolutely.
Having said that, Chris Rock, I think it was Howard Stern who referred to him recently as the greatest living stand-up. And I think a lot of people would agree with that.
Yes, Yeah.
Now, what about some of the other? And again, I hate to kind of profile or whatever, but some of the great African American black actors and comedians of that time, like Richard Pryor. Did you get a chance to meet him?
I did. He was just so shy, though. Yeah, I met him, and but Shirley Hemphill had told me that he would be. He comes alive on stage and all that, but in real life, she said that's how he is. And certainly, when I met him, man, he was just so shy. He barely would, you know, made eye contact, you know. But a real nice man. And I, of course, I met Red Fox, who called me his son. Love Red Fox, you know. Oh my God! And Bill Cosby, I did the in Piece of the Action, the movie Piece of the Action with him. So that's how I, you know, met him. And he's a good, another good guy that, you know, he's super admired. I met Flip Wilson in a restaurant and told him how much I, you know, loved him, and he was awesome. And trying to think of someone else. George,
who are you going to
say? Guy. George, he was not, a lot of young people might not know him, but I'm trying to think of his last name.
Oh, George Wallace. George Wallace, maybe you think?
No, not George Wallace. This is back way, it was during the time of Red Fox. He was a heavy set guy.
African American guy?
Yeah, and I just can't, I can't, he was an impressionist too. Yeah. I can't believe I can't think of his name, but he also did one of the episodes of What's Happening.
Yeah. How many episodes did you do in total of What's Happening?
We only did 69, but people thought we did like 100 or so because they ran them so much. It became so popular. It's like popcorn or a drug, addictive drug, you know, because usually you need 100 shows to really syndicate, and that's what they try for today. But those 69 shows, the phenomenon of What's Happening is that those 69 shows, which is a, you know, primarily black show, that's what it was, until we had Little Earl and his father came along. We had guest appearances from white actors. But from predominantly black show, they had no idea it would cross over like that. They even told us they didn't think that that would happen. It became more popular in reruns than it was on ABC prime time. Who knew?
Well, that happened at Odd Couple as well. I remember hearing an interview with Tony Randall, and he said,
"Okay,
yeah." He said, "You know, look, we didn't know how it was doing, and when we were getting canceled, Jack Klugman said to him, who played Oscar, of course, he said, look, I'm telling you right now, when it goes to syndication, it's going to be a huge hit." And really, that's what happened with The Odd Couple in many ways.
I love The Odd Couple, too, yeah. Man. No, I love it.
No doubt. Yeah, no doubt about it. What was the first thing you ever did? And if you're just tuning in right now, Ernest Thomas played Roger Thomas on What's Happening and What's Happening Now, and he was in Malcolm X and Everybody Hates Chris. What was the first thing you ever did as a young actor? Did you get on stage in school? Did you join the drama club?
No, you know, Frank, I was a late bloomer. So I was in Pentecostal Christian, which Church of God in Christ, which is against all of that. You know, be in the world but not of the world. So, you know, no proms, you know, no dances, no going to the movies, none of that. So definitely not pursuing it or participating in that in school. Unless it was in church, we did the Christian plays during, you know, during Christmas time and Easter plays. But I watched friends do it, and I was in awe of my friends in grade school, junior high and high school, who would do the plays. And I was a late bloomer. It was in college, so sophomore year. And my friend, the only guy who really, my first fan, my friend Jake Smith, he was the one who saw that in me, which I still didn't see. he saw it in me before. I was going to be a social worker and was going to be happy doing that. But he saw, because I would clown and act silly around him all the time, trying to make him laugh. And he said, Ernie, you could do anything they do on TV or film. I see that, man. I'm telling you. I know you got it, man. You got it. What are you talking about? Well, at least pursue it. At least take a course. So I took a course, and I got an A in acting, and that teacher said the same thing. And then there was a play, Romeo and Juliet. I went up for the play just to see. I got the play, but still I'm not thinking. I'm just saying a little hobby, you know? And then in my graduate year, I just couldn't take it anymore. It was just something that I could not get rid of, like a thing that's right in the back of your neck. You just could not let it go. And he convinced me to try for the American Academy.
Thank God he did. Yeah, thank God he did.
Yes.
Well, let me ask you, you mentioned your religion. Do you still practice the same religion at this point?
Yes, I am Christian. I've gone through all phases.
Right.
I went through Buddhism. I went through Islam. I went through everything. But a little bit of Judaism. I went to the little synagogue there in New York. I had the Star of David. And I liked all of it. But it's like because I was raised Christian, I went right back to what it just suited me better. But I loved all of it,
Ernest Thomas is our very special guest. He's a wonderful comedic actor. You've seen him on What's Happening Now, and certainly Everybody Hates Chris, which is it Everyone Hates Chris or Everybody Hates Chris?
Everybody Hates Chris, yeah.
I think he was commenting, giving some social commentary on Everyone Loves Raymond or Everybody Loves Raymond, right? So he just did the opposite. Everybody Hates Chris. I actually love the premise of the show. I thought I was just cheering the kid on always, Chris. I mean, he's
right? That whole thing of him, and I didn't know how real that was. That was really a lot of pain. I mean, he was beat up. He said every single day until he got funny.
Yeah.
So really, the white students helped him become the great comedian.
Yeah.
Because he was forced to be funny to make them laugh,
When I see his parents interviewed, I saw his mom interviewed, and I kind of thought, I see why he's successful. I mean, she seemed like a rock, She seemed like she was
You're so right, man.
How about your parents? Yeah. What are your parents like?
Well, my mother is that. It's so funny. My mother, she is my best friend. That's the strongest lady. I never met my father, but just to watch my mother, going through the abuse as a child, seeing her being abused by the boyfriends and stepfathers, and still having a lot. She would never, ever complain to us. She would always like, everything is good. She's, laughing and trying to give us little gifts and stuff. She never, ever was crying. She always was like, she didn't like complainers, actually, and she still doesn't. And at 83 years old, she believes in doing. Don't sit around complaining. Just make it happen, and she loves everybody. She grew up in Mississippi, and that's what I wrote a book about her. I had a called Conversations with My Mother. But even as a child in Mississippi, and she has no hate or resentment towards any of the whites who might have been racist or whatever. She just she's a strong Christian lady. Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. And she's still with us. She got to see your success, and she continues.
But Frank, she doesn't watch the show.
Why?
She just doesn't. She never was into TV. She never. I mean, part of it, I wish she would, but I'd given up on that. She never was a TV person or a film person, and so even now, friends will say, "Hey, your son is on TV." They'll call and. She'll say, turn it on for me, Ernie. Turn it on. Let me look at it. But she'll be nodded out, man. Because she never saw Malcolm X, or wow. Piece of the Action. But she loves me, but she's not, she couldn't tell you one episode. I'm not lying.
Well, hey, listen, all that matters is that she was there and she got through it. It sounds like a horrible, horribly tough time, but she's tough and she's 83 years old and she raised a wonderful guy. Yeah. And how about you? Do you have children?
I have one daughter, Pam Trotter.
Is she in the business?
She is. As a matter of fact, she did the Color Purple. She did the Color Purple tour, and the part of Sophia, the Oprah Winfrey role, and she got rave reviews, and she also she's up for some major pilots right now even, but she's an incredible singer. Great singer.
Wow. It's nice she's following in her dad's footsteps there. And you talk about following in somebody's footsteps to play the Oprah role is a nice thing, right? You can't get a better role model than Oprah.
Absolutely. And you know, Oprah's first guest was Shirley Hemphill, just for a little trivia there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. She had AM Chicago first before she became the Oprah she is today. And she needed celebrity guests. She was a fan of What's Happening. Shirley was doing some stand-up there, and she camped outside of Shirley Hemphill's door in the hotel. And because Shirley didn't care for interviews, but she won her over, and that was her first interview, and they've remained friends. Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, we're out of time here, but hopefully we can bring you back for another time, and we can chat about what's going on new and what's happening new, I should say.
Okay, yes. TV One Wednesday, the Unsung Hollywood, What's Happening.
Okay, and also, give me a website, and give all of us a website that they could follow you on. Are you on Twitter or Facebook?
Yes. Yeah, I'm on Twitter. Yes, Twitter is Ernest L. Thomas, because there's so many Ernest Thomases now, and they weren't there back there 30 years ago. But Ernest L. Thomas on Twitter, Ernest L. Thomas on Facebook, and that's ERNEST. And ErnestLThomas.com, www.ErnestLThomas.com. Yeah.
Ernest Thomas is our very special guest, and he's been very gracious with his time. Ernest, thank you very much for being here. And comedian, well, I should say first, actor, actor.
Thank you, Frank.
And very serious actor at certain times, and has done just a great job with his career. Ernest Thomas, everyone.
Thank you. God bless.
We'll be back right after this.